This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson's sports talk show.
But I think at the fair I'd blend in because I used to spend my summers at my grandparents' home.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sister Jean, well, she actually had him going out in the second round. You know, her name's Mud there.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
Clears the 30, Jace Kinnaman turning on the Jetson inside the 10. Touchdown, Bullpups.
Everything happening in the sports world.
Pass is caught. Diggs, sideline, touchdown. Unbelievable.
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We're really funny.
Well, I'm really not.
I think you're pretty funny.
Well, that's just because I'm so confused.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man who's ready to rock tonight. He's going to be screaming from the top of his lungs atop McPherson Stadium. Steve Sell, it's here.
It's here.
The day has come.
The countdown zero.
Football is back.
It is back. And boy, I tell you, there's nothing more exciting than the opening night of the football season. For those, if you go to midkansasonline.com and my Sell on Sports column, this is my 40th McPherson High football opener. And I can remember the first game I ever covered just like it was yesterday.
Which one do you not remember?
Like the
32nd?
I'm sure there's a lot of games I don't, but I'll never forget my first one. We were playing Derby.
Ooh.
Had to go to Derby.
Ooh.
And they had a running back that ended up being K-State's best running back, James Ricketts.
And was that a bad night for the Bullpups?
Bad night for the Bullpups. Yeah, long night for the Bullpups. He was a sophomore, in fact, James Ricketts, and he was really heralded, and they made a big deal out of him, and I think he got like 150 yards and two or three touchdowns against us.
Steve, we're excited.
Oh, yeah.
It's back.
Don't you think Dave Tiny Larson's already out there?
Oh, he's already out there.
He's already out there getting the field ready to go. Probably has the air conditioner on in the press
box.
That's
the most important thing, Dave.
He's probably
got listening, turn on the air conditioner.
I'm sure he does. He did for the soccer game. You know, Dave takes care of, you know, the roundhouse and the football field out there for the Bullpups, and I know he's all jacked up.
We got to help get the people jacked up last night. Went to the pep rally. I was the MC.
There you go.
So we were getting guys off the golf carts, riding in. Downtown, Scotty Davis was getting out of his golf cart. It was a big night.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's excited.
Did they have a good crowd? I didn't make it.
Oh, big crowd.
Huge.
Steve doesn't participate in some things like that.
Yeah, I'm not a big, you know, pep rally type person. I leave that for the kids and the students and the parents and the fans. I mean, I'm a fan, of course, but, you know,
You're not a pep rally guy.
By the time the pep rally started, I don't have much pep left in my step.
Well, I don't know if we have anything else to say about tonight's game that we haven't already said before. Because we've been talking about this game for 2 months.
At least.
And that's the fun part about the first game of the year, is there's so much hype around it because you know what team you're playing. You know the plan. You know what guys are coming back. And then you get to game one, and it's finally here.
Yeah.
And all that hype, all the talk about this 2018 team that's trying to come back after a semifinal appearance last year and go where no Bullpup has ever gone before, the state title game. It's finally here. And all that talk, let's see if they can meet that talk out on the field.
Talk the talk and walk the walk, I think.
A chance to walk it tonight.
Yeah, they got
walk
a chance
it like
to
walk. A talk it.
And, you know, I thought Coach Pav said something interesting when I had my meeting with him. He says, we're ready to make some mistakes. I found that really interesting because he knows they're not going to go out there and everything's going to be perfect. He wants to see the team make mistakes so he can see how they deal with adversity and how they react. Say, if they get a penalty, you know, a holding call, how are they going to react? Are they going to be able to keep their composure? If they have a turnover, will the defense, you know, buckle up and get a stop and get the ball back? So I found that comment very interesting because you don't generally hear coaches say that. But he wants to see how his team performs in adversity. And that's what, there could be some adversity tonight. Let's face it. Salina South's a good football team. 3-7 last year. They think they're going to be better this year. Great defense. I think, it's going to be a great test for their defense against this bullpup offense. But remember the last time we played Salina South, the bullpups were a 14-7 winner. Noah Juergens actually set the school record for carries in a game in that with, I think he had 38. He was like 220-some yards, and bullpups prevailed. All the scoring, I remember in that game, was early, that 14-7 game. It was all very early in the game. In fact, I think the bullpups scored maybe either their first two possessions or two of their first three possessions.
Steve, I got to watch, well, before I say who I was watching last night, your eyes are set on the top prize. McPherson, of course, looking to get to the state championship game and ultimately win a state championship. And I got to watch the team that I don't know if they hope to play, but if they made it to that game on the last Saturday in November,
that's the team they'll play.
The team that they'll probably play. I got to watch them last night in Bishop Miege.
There's no probably about it. I mean, Miege will be in the state championship game. I would bet almost everything I have on that.
But if that's the gold standard of what we're looking to get to that team, the bar is set high.
Yeah.
Because that is a good Bishop Miege team.
Well, they're loaded with Division I players. I mean, Dustin Downing, I know he's getting a lot of looks. I got a receiver, I think Jackson. I believe his name's Jackson.
Yeah, I can't think of his first name.
I can't think of his first name.
Darian Jackson,
yeah,
maybe.
He's
Bryson Cobbins is their running back.
Right.
They had a brand new quarterback, and they beat the defending 6A state champions on their home turf.
And the 6A champions have
the best quarterback that has probably come out of Kansas City in 30 years.
And he's going where?
Wisconsin. He's committed there right now.
Already committed to Wisconsin.
Hasn't signed.
And Miege beat him, though.
And they beat him fairly easily.
Yeah.
So that's the gold standard.
Yeah.
That's where you aspire to be. And the thing that makes the first game of the season exciting, and as this season continues to move along, there's a chance to get there. This is a team that could be playing that Bishop Miege team come the end of November, and we're not going to sit here and make bold predictions and say that's what's going to happen, because you don't know what's going to happen throughout this year.
Exactly.
But that's the goal. Right now, that's the goal, to make it to that game and ultimately play that team. Because if they didn't get to play a Bishop Miege in the state championship game, of course, you like your chances a lot more.
Right.
But maybe it wouldn't feel as sweet. Maybe it wouldn't feel right if you weren't playing them.
It's kind of like when the McPherson girls beat Miege for the state championship.
It wouldn't feel as good if they beat Andale.
Yeah, if they'd beat Andale or somebody, you know.
Or
like
El Dorado.
Yeah, somebody like that. But when they beat Miege, they beat the best. They beat the gold standard. The team had won, what, 4 state championships in a row.
And that would be the same scenario at the end of November.
Right.
Bishop Miege football has won 26 games
well,
in a row.
When you look at Class 4A, I went through, there's a magazine that has previews basically on every team in the state. And when you look at 4A, you get past Miege, the scramble is on for number 2. There's no clear-cut number 2. It's Miege number 1, and everybody else, you know, there's 5 or 6 teams that could be that second-best team, and it'll probably fluctuate throughout the year. But the Bullpups certainly have to be considered among the 5 leading candidates for number 2 in the state. They're ranked anywhere.
I'd say about the 2 leading candidates.
I've seen them 2. I've seen them 3. I've seen them 4. I know Labette County, they've got a quarterback I think is committed to like Iowa State.
And they play the Purple Dragons of Pittsburgh tonight.
And
Pittsburgh is now a 4A school,
and
remember?
And Pittsburgh is another team. I grew up, we played Pittsburgh. They beat us like a drum. I think they end up winning like 20 in a row against the Bulldogs before the independence finally broke through. But then you look at, I think it's Goddard. Is that correct?
Goddard is a 4A.
Yeah, Goddard's a 4A. They dropped down from 5A. Now they lost, I believe, their quarterback. Didn't they have a really good quarterback?
Yes, Blake Sullivan.
Yeah, Blake Sullivan. We saw him at the Shrine Bowl.
That's right.
And Goddard's up there. Labette's up there. McPherson's up there. I'm sure never count Bueller out. Who knows what Bueller's going to have? I mean, they're kind of a mystery team. We know they lost all their starters, but I know they had a JV team that was tremendous last year.
So that's the gold standard. That's where you aspire to be here in week one as a McPherson fan, is to get a chance and get a shot at a Bishop Miege program that very easily at this time, or at the time that they could play them, could be riding about a 38-39 game winning streak. And wouldn't it be fun to knock them off?
And I think tonight's game is a good measuring stick, because when you look at the other teams on the Bullpups' schedule, this team, along with Buehler, are probably the two best teams we're going to play during the regular season.
Yeah.
Nothing against Winfield, Rose Hill, Abilene, Eldo, who I can't remember.
Augusta.
Augusta. Augusta's down this year. I mean, we're playing some teams that have been good, but the rebuilding circle, they've been in a rebuild since Rome was built, I think. I don't know.
Or Tawanda.
Or Tawanda, yeah.
But anyway, we're excited for the high school football season to start tonight. We're going to talk a little bit more about the football game coming up tonight in a little bit. Steve, last night, college football really got back underway. Did it get you excited? Did you watch any of it?
My problem was there were so many games on, I was flipping around. I didn't really stick.
ESPNU, Big Ten Network.
Northwestern, Purdue, how'd that end up?
Purdue just killed me. Northwestern went on the road to West Lafayette and won 31-27.
Well, that doesn't
Purdue outgained them by about 200 yards.
I would have picked Northwestern. I know that. I mean,
Trent Green's son was throwing the ball around the field.
Yeah.
They showed Trent Green in the stands about 500 times.
Yeah, because they had Todd McShay on the Chiefs game
last
night. Which really surprises me. I didn't know he had ties to Kansas City, but he doesn't. But he had his Chiefs shirt on.
Well, it's because he's on the Chiefs broadcast. Oh, but they're all in sort of preseason getting
ready. Well,
where's
our Chiefs shirts? We're on the Chiefs broadcast.
Barely.
We broadcast the Chiefs. Where's our stuff that we get? I thought we got
just contact the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Yeah,
text Mitch.
And they'll say, who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we do have Mitch Holdus, the announcer, a friend of the show, who has been on our show or has been on the air with us before.
It's going to be a fun weekend of college football, though.
KU.
Steve, have you heard about what my Arkansas Razorbacks are doing here in 26 minutes?
No.
They're having one hog call. You know, calling the hogs.
Oh, God. Here we go.
They're trying to get everybody that's an Arkansas fan at 1 o'clock to call the hogs at the same time.
Well, Bill Clinton is at Aretha Franklin's funeral, so he won't be doing it.
Well, unless it gets out at 1. He's going to walk out the doors and go, hoo!
Well, he's going to be all jacked up because they got so much singing going on. That is an uplifting ceremony.
Steve, will you give me a woo pig suey? But you got to extend the woo a little bit.
You mean woo pig suey?
No, you got to get a woo.
Oh, jeez.
Pig suey.
I can't do that. That's just
makes
not,
me sad.
That's just not in my DNA.
You can't participate in the one hog call.
I just,
it's college football season, Steve.
Now, if it was the Bullpups, maybe I could do it. It was Bullpups or something like that. I could do that. You know, I could do that. I could do that, but I don't know what. I'm not sure what the Bullpup call is. I have no idea. I don't pay attention.
Probably here, boy.
Yeah.
Here, Roger.
Yeah.
Rover.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But
I hope you know I'm going to take you going Bullpup.
Yeah. Well,
that was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. What about, are you going to be screaming Emaw or Rock Chalk this weekend as those two teams open up their season?
Well, there'll be a lot more Emaw than there is Rock Chalk. I just hope
the Coyotes of South Dakota coming to town.
I just hope KU gets to wave the weed a little bit, and K-State will be a runaway. Bill Moses Snyder, he schedules accordingly. He's got him a nice easy game to start the season. My man Alex Barnes, he'll probably go about for 250.
The funny part about these FCS teams is whenever they play these teams, Vegas typically doesn't set lines for them. Just because you don't know as much and they're anticipating not as many people want to bet on KU and Nicholls State.
I'll bet you'd have a lot of action
on Nicholls State. Because KU will be a favorite in this game. I don't know by how many. My guess would be single digits if I was the odds maker.
I picked them by one.
Steve, we'll go through your fearless forecaster predictions later, but you are high enough on KU this week that you're at least going to pick them.
By one.
Man, if they lose this weekend, you might be writing the column in Monday's Sell on Sports.
About the interim coach.
Yeah. I'm not thinking that's going to happen for K-State. I think they feel pretty good. What about another college game this weekend that you really want to keep your eye on?
West Virginia.
Tennessee.
Yeah, West Virginia, Tennessee, because West Virginia's getting an awful lot of hype based on their quarterback.
Will Grier.
And I don't know what else they got.
I don't know if I'm sold on
him
yet.
And West Virginia's supposed to be the second best team in the Big 12.
Yeah, that will be a good one. I think that's the 2:30 game on CBS, if I remember right. All right, Steve, let's take our first break, and when we come back, our final preview and predictions for tonight's Bullpup Football home opener against Salina South. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Nextech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
It's a Football Friday on According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell.
Yeah, we're getting texts. Get to the game. Get to the game.
We're screwing around too much today.
We're getting inundated.
We're just so excited. There's a lot of energy, a lot of hype. Yeah. And one of the things I know we're going to talk about on the broadcast tonight is that this season has come with a lot of hype. There's a lot of pressure on this season because of the way 2017 ended.
Right.
Falling just a little bit short. Where I don't think I felt this exact same vibe going into last year. I think everybody knew this could be a good team, but I don't think the pressure was on to say, this is a state title or a state runner-up,
right,
a state semifinalist team. I don't think that pressure was on last year. I think they said, this is going to be a defense that's really good, but we don't know. We didn't know exactly what was going to happen. And this year, when you come off of that season, you get into this season with all of the offensive returners coming back, a first-team All-League quarterback, a first-team All-League running back, a first-team All-League wide receiver. The stakes are high.
Yeah.
And I think there have been so many people that have been interested in this team because of everything that happened last year.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the first game of this season tonight so exciting.
And what I'm looking for, last year's team, they were so all business. I mean, they hardly crack a smile. They were intense. This year's team, they're rather gregarious. You know, they're kind of a laid-back bunch. And I want to see what happens, you know, when the lights go on. I want to see how they react because this team, they got a lot of fun guys on the team, guys that like to, you know, really enjoy themselves playing the game. They enjoy playing the game. But when it comes time to buckle down, I think they'll do it. I really do. And I think tonight's game is a great test. I do not look past Salina South, and I hope the Bullpups aren't looking past Salina South. And I don't think they are.
I don't think so either.
You can look past anybody in the first game of the season. You have no idea what's going to happen.
I think this team is so ready to play a game, though.
Oh, yeah.
I know that that's kind of a football cliche, and that you get to this point in the year, and they go, we're ready to go hit somebody else.
When they run through that line to be, you know, the starters being announced, that's when it's going to hit them, and they are going to be jacked up.
I think these guys, there hasn't been a ton of learning throughout this preseason.
No.
Because there are teams that they need that full 3 weeks to get ready to go. Whether it's college, whether it's high school, whether it's the pros. You need the time to get yourself back up to game speed. And the thing I've been saying is, this team has been game ready since about day two.
Right.
Maybe even since day
one. Well, and you go back, you know, yeah.
And that's why it just feels like it's dragging on and on.
Yeah, you got the week-long camp in the summer. You got the 7-on-7. So basically, you had the 3 weeks of the fall practices. You've had almost 6 weeks when you count in the 7-on-7. You've had almost 6 weeks to prepare. So everything's in.
And they know the scouting report, too.
Oh, yeah. They know the scouting report. We know the scouting report.
We always do.
Yeah. Yeah. We know.
We're big-time journalists, and so we know what's happening.
Yeah. But I'll be real interested to see how the Bullpups attack this Salina South defense. Everyone knows the Bullpups can throw, but I think the running game is what could really be the key tonight. When you got Jace Kinneman, you got Jacob File, you got a plethora of fullbacks. I don't know who's going to play when. I think they're going to kind of rotate the fullbacks. There'll be a lot of times, though, they'll just have one back. The bus will be back there by himself. Maybe, who knows, maybe they'll spread out Kyler Hoppus and the bus will take the direct snap and run the wild bus.
As we talk about that defense, there's going to be a lot of pressure tonight on watching that Salina South defensive line because they have some dudes. And what Coach Pav has talked about is that they might think Salina South is going to try to bait them into just passing all night. Or maybe even just bait them into running. That they're going to sit way back and not let the pass beat them. But that's not a great strategy against this McPherson running game like you were talking about. They have so many options. And maybe at this time a year ago, we were a little more focused on what the offensive line can do, and especially last year, going up against Buehler, who was another great defensive line.
When you look at
but
that
this is a very good line this
when
year.
When you look at that first game last year, though, the Bullpups did it all in the air. Remember, they got stuffed.
With the big plays, too.
They got stuffed in the running game. So I think it's important that you establish the running game from game one.
The balance, I think, is something that we'll see a lot of this year, too. And it's always interesting to see when you have a nearly 2,000-yard passer coming back, a 1,000-yard rusher coming back, the amount of balance that can be there. I just think they're going to be able to do so many different things year to attack.
You got Coach Monty calling the plays. It'll be interesting to see how his philosophy – I'm sure Coach Pav has a lot of weigh-in on it, but Coach Monty, I believe, is now in charge of calling the plays.
He's the OC.
Yeah.
I want to hear his pregame speech.
Oh,
that's all I want to hear.
He'll probably say, free ribs for everybody after we're done. If we win.
With some coach's barbecue.
Barbecue for everyone if we win.
That sounds like a pretty good plan to me. All right, Steve, I want your prediction. Your fearless forecaster prediction of tonight's game. Maybe not exactly a score, but how do you see this game playing out?
28-14.
All right, an exact score.
I gave you an exact score. 28-14. I think early on, it's going to be kind of like a prize fight. The boxers coming out, feeling each other out. And then I think the Bullpups' big plays will be the difference. I look for a 100-yard rusher and a 100-yard receiver for the Bullpups and a 200-yard passing night. I think I'm looking for about 370 yards of total offense.
I think Salina South will not score as much as you're giving them credit. I think this Bullpup defense, and in particular on that defensive line and in the linebacking core, I think they're going to be a big problem tonight for Salina South, not for their own defense. I think they are going to put so much pressure on that Salina South offense to either get rid of the ball quick in the passing game or try to bust it to the outside in terms of the running game.
And if
there's no running between the tackles against this team.
If you're a Salina South, you know what play I think they'll come out with?
Are you going to say bootleg?
No. They're going to use that Andale play where they snuck the fullback out. Don't be surprised if that's one of their first three plays they run, because Andale hit that twice early in the game last year, and the Bullpups didn't have an answer for it either time. Watch for that play early in the game.
And it also came from a player in Mason Fairchild that had not caught passes that year.
Right.
So it was an unexpected thing.
Yeah.
And that is the fun part about week one, because you just don't know what's going to
happen. Yeah, because, Salina South has been a robust team in the back. That's a quarterback with the three backs. They could be a spread team this year. Who knows? I mean, we don't know what they're going to do. We have no idea. They don't know what we're going to do. I'm sure the Bullpups have some new wrinkles that you and I maybe, we're out of practice a lot, but maybe they've put some wrinkles in.
They won't surprise me too much.
Well, yeah, you're in the know, but I'm kind of an outsider. I can only stand in the sun for about 30 minutes and then I got to go in. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see if, we were pretty – actually, I thought we were pretty vanilla last year because we didn't run that many different plays, but we were so good at what we did. We just ran those same plays over.
Well,
we
only had to play for a half for most of the games
last
year, too.
We'd run a jet sweep, but – until the Jade play, I don't think we hardly used a trick play all year. Jade play was the
first.
Didn't
need to.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't have to show our hand until we really had to.
Steve, let's get to our final break. When we come back, Fearless Forecaster dropped off his picks, and we get to go through them.
Okay.
Here for the first time in 2018. Okay. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Nextech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 1230 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE, or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, the fearless forecaster has emerged from his coma of the summer.
Yeah.
He's like the groundhog. Is he going to see a shadow today? Is he going to pick the bull pups?
Well, we already...
The fearless groundhog.
Yeah, he did pick the bull pups, and amazingly, he had the same score I did.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Pretty crazy that he's an Indy alum, too.
Yeah, we're, but you know, he's actually my twin brother. But
oh,
don't
yeah.
Know that. Yeah.
All right, Steve, we got to have a rapid-fire fearless forecaster today.
Okay.
Bueller Newton, looking at some of the other AVCTL Division III games.
Bueller doesn't have any starters back, but like I mentioned earlier, they had a really good JV team. I just can't imagine Bueller losing a season opener. 21 Bueller, Newton 13.
Andover Central, who is no longer in the third division of the AVCTL, taking on the Augusta Orioles. Augusta lost a huge senior class opening up the season this year, and Augusta lost in district play to Andover Central last year, and it was pretty ugly in that game. This game will also be at Augusta. What do you think?
Pretty ugly in this one, too. I got Andover Central 33, Augusta 7.
The El Dorado Wildcats, Bill Shaw, a former Tom Young
my
assistant.
My buddy Bill.
Taking on the Indy Bulldogs.
My alma mater.
How do you feel? At Independence.
I have gotten some not good vibes out of Independence. El Dorado won 4 games last year. Bill Shaw's a good coach. El Dorado gets it done, 26-13.
The 77th playing of the Cali Cup, Arc City against Winfield. This game will be at Arc City. Now, you're going to pick a team that I'm going to disagree with.
Really?
Go ahead and say it.
Arc City 30, Winfield 14.
I'm taking the Vikings.
Really?
Who the Bullpups will play next week.
Okay.
Arc City was 0-9 last year. And from my sources, they're saying this is the one Winfield's going to get.
But they got Kevin Clark at quarterback.
CC.
Yeah. But I don't know. Winfield, I didn't see a whole lot out of Winfield last year. But Lynn Hibb's a good coach. A
lot of returners.
Yep.
The final AVCTL Division III game, the Chanute Blue Comets taking on the Circle T-Birds, that game being played in Chanute.
I know nothing about Chanute other than their, you know, a team we used to play.
Other than the Blue Comets.
Yeah, it's the team we used to play every year. Beat us my senior year 7-6 because we had like 400 yards offense. They had 100. But Circle's lost like 55 of their last 56 games. How can you not pick Chanute? Chanute 35, Circle 7.
The McPherson area teams, a big matchup. An 8-man Division I, Little River taking on Canton Galva.
I think Little River's got something special. Chad Lafferty did a great job in his first year. Shelby Hoppus doesn't have a single senior on his Canton Galva team. They're better. Little River routed them last year. I think it's closer this year. Lots of points. Going to be an entertaining game. Little River 52, Canton Galva 34.
Mound Ridge, first game in 8-man I. This game's going to start at 7.
Yeah.
Our guy Vance Unrau is going to put the lights on.
Oh, yeah.
Taking on Gossel.
Dridger Nation, 32-12. They've got the athletes to play the 8-man game.
In 1A, the Inman Teutons trying to rebound from an 0-9 season last year, taking on Belle Plaine.
This was the hardest game to pick. Both teams were, well, Inman didn't win a game. Belle Plaine, I think, won 2 or 3. Belle Plaine's got some good athletes. They got a lot of returners. I'm going Belle Plaine 28, Inman 24, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Teutons get that win this year.
Moving up to 3A, the Heston Swathers, who, boy, are going to have a good team this year. Parker Roth, Cameron Cox, a lot of offense, taking on Hillsboro.
This is what Tyson Bowerly wants to name it. Don't be surprised if it's about 35-0 to the half. I actually picked 38-6 because I think Coach Bowerly, he'll play his subs the second half. Heston all over Hillsboro.
The Vikings of Smoky Valley taking on Larned. What a matchup there in week one. Who do you feel like taking?
I tell you, Smoky at home, that's probably the difference. Larned beat them last year. Larned lost a lot of guys, got a new coach. Tim Lambert does a great job. No reason, a big reason he was the Shrine Bowl assistant coach along with Tyson Bowerly at Heston. Going to be a nail biter. Smoky Valley 20, Larned 14. Best game of the night, probably.
Big 12, fearless forecaster, Texas Tech, 2-point favorite over Ole Miss. Are you saying hotty toddy?
I just think Cliff Kingsbury needs some quality wins. He's on the hot seat.
Texas against Maryland. The Longhorns are 13-point favorites.
I got them by 11, 27-16.
Boomer Sooner taking on Lane Kiffin in Florida Atlantic. Sooners, 21.5-point favorites.
I think it's a little closer than that. I've got 49-33. Lane Kiffin, an offensive guru.
Steve's game of the day on Saturday. West Virginia taking on Tennessee. The Mountaineers, 9.5-point favorites.
I've got them by 9, 33-24.
Kansas State taking on South Dakota.
Bill Moses Snyder gets it done, 49-14.
And the Kansas Jayhawks taking on mighty, mighty Nicholls State.
The Jayhawks score a 2-point conversion with a minute to go, win 28-27, and all 15,000
fans. Tear down the goalposts.
Yeah, well, that might be the only chance they get. But I'm really hoping KU's better this year, at least competitive. I can take 2-10 as long as they just don't get beat by.
That is a low standard, Steve.
By 32 points
your
a game.
Your self-confidence has been shattered they got, to take 2-10.
They lost by an average of 33 points a game last
year. That's a team that has broken your heart.
Oh, yeah.
And hasn't won a road game this decade.
Yeah, and it breaks my heart that they're just this bad.
Steve, the magazines are in.
Yes.
You're going to be driving like a madman to get them out to the area schools, but if you want to make it easier, just come up here to the station, 411 East Euclid, and pick up your magazine.
Yeah, and we'll have them at the football game tonight.
There you go.
My main man, Casey's son.
Carter.
I'm not sure which one it is.
That's Carter.
Carter's going to be the man. Carter's going to be there, I think, giving out some magazines. They're free. Again, stop in at the radio station. I'm going to be driving around.
Just don't leave any hate mail for us.
Well, we're snarky. So, anyway, I'm going to be driving around to the area towns, leaving them at the schools so area people can get them at the schools.
Pre-game at 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I'm jacked up.
We're ready to go.
Yep.
We'll go out live to the stadium at 6:30. McPherson, Salina South, week one of what we anticipate to be
a very fun
season.
We'll probably be there at 5.
I'll get there at about 3:15.
How many Red Bulls are you going to have?
Well, I've already had one today, so I think I've got two more in mind.
Okay.
Oh, they're going to taste good.
All right.
Wrapping up today's show, for Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll see you tonight.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Well, I guess this is growing.